ಸದಾಶಿವ ಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯ ಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ. We have completed the 18th chapter of this Ashtavakra Gita. Now we are going to enter the 19th chapter, the last but one chapter. 18th chapter consists 100 shlokas. We can call it as a shatakam. Single 18th chapter itself has got 100 verses we have completed. Therefore we can call it as a shatakam. Shatakam talking about what? Talking about the eternal peace, shanti. Shanta swarupa atma is described there. Therefore we can call it as shanti shatakam. Since it is talking about Ashtavakra gave the description of atma, as we saw in the Mandukya Upanishad, shantam shivam advaitam. Shantaswarupam, Atmaswarupam. My Swarupam is Shantaswarupam. Therefore, it can be called as Shanti Shatakam. Having received this teaching from Ashtavakra, now Janaka has to express his understanding. Where is he? What he has understood? Jnana Phalam, how he has received? He has to present. So in this 19th chapter, in 8 shlokas, only 8, Ashtakam, we can call it as Ashtakam. In 8 shlokas only, not 80, only 8. In 8 shlokas, he writes, he expresses to Ashtavakra, Hey Guru, I have received that Brahma Jnanam, I have understood, I don't require any further teaching. We can call this chapter as, 19th chapter as, Vishranti Shatkam, Ashtakam. Vishranti Ashtakam. Shanti Vishranti. Vishranti means total tranquility, total peace, total ananda, total rest, at total rest, where there is no an iota of disturbance at any level. Jagrat, Sopna, Sushupti, in all levels, that Jnani is very much in Vishranti. We use in Telugu, Tamil and all, Vishranti as leisure. Leisure period, no? Interval, leisure period. Students are also in leisure, interval period they are happy. They make lot of noise. When the class begins, only tension starts. Like that, Jnani is one who is enjoying the leisure. Vishramti means leisure. Inner tranquility, ananda. How Janaka is expressing, we are going to see in this 8 shlokas. We'll read the first shloka. Vishranti Ashtakam. Atmani Vishranti Ashtakam. Vishranti anna not by seeing any movie or going to that Sangeeta Sabha and some nice tiffin food dinner. They take Vishranti there. So people mistake Vishranti means that way Vishranti. In cinema also, olden day cinema, they ring a bell. Vishranti. People go out and come back. It's not like that Vishranti here. Atmani Vishranti. Atmani Vishranti. Atmani Vishranti Ashtakam.
Janaka Uvacha. Tattva Vijnana Sandamsham. Adaya Hrudaya. Sradaya Hrudayodarat. ನಾನಾವಿಧ ಪರಾಮರ್ಶ ശല്യോദ്ധാരഃ കൃതോ മയം.
ജനക ഉവാച, ശിഷ്യ ഉവാച ഇത്യർത്ഥഃ. ജനക ഈസ് ശിഷ്യ ഹിയർ, ഡിസൈപ്പിൾ. അഷ്ടാവക്ര ഈസ് എ ഗുരു. സോ ജനക ഉവാച, ആഫ്റ്റർ ലിസണിംഗ് എ ലോങ് ഡിസ്കോർസ് ബൈ ഹിസ് ടീച്ചർ അഷ്ടാവക്ര, സോ ജനക ഈസ് സോ ഹാപ്പി എൻജോയിങ് ദറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മാനന്ദ. ഹി സേസ് തത്വ വിജ്ഞാന സന്തംശം ആദായ. സന്തംശം മീൻസ് a V-shaped instrument we use to hold. In kitchen and all we use, you know, to hold the patra. Like that, idikki. Sandamsha is like idikki. When they want to take in the fire coal also, they use idikki. Olden days, they used to put the coal, burning coal, from out, so fire to outside they put. They use idikki. Like that, Janaka says, I also hold a idikki. To remove what? Not anything, but self-ignorance. I got Tattva Vijnana Sandamsham. Tattva Vijnana Sandamsham. I have got an instrument that to grip. What is gripping here? What it is holding? Hridaya Udarat Nanavidha Paramarsha Shalya Uddharahana. That forceps, we can use it as forceps. Better is forceps. And the doctors, they use forceps. They pick like this and put like that. To take out the thorn, generally, we use that. To take out the thorn, very minute thorn, we use that na sandamsham and take out the thorn. Janaka says, I have got a that sandamsha, that instrument, which can hold. What is the thorn here? Thorn holds or grip, no? It takes that thorn out. Here, tattvajnana sandamsha is taking out the thorn. Thorn means nanavidha paramarsha. Shalyaha means here thorn. Thorn-like, nanavidha paramarsha, the extraction of the thorn. Uddhara means taking out. Uddhara means extracting, taking out the thorn. From what? Nanavidha paramarsha means varieties, different types of wrong notions, misconceptions. There are all there, doubts are there, so many confusions are there. Each confusion, each doubt is like a thorn. What are all those doubts? Nana, vidha, paramarsha. Paramarsha means always, you know, questions. So many questions galore. First question people generally ask, who created this universe? Because when there is a pain, they ask like this. Who created? Generally, we say God created. God created the universe. Why God created the universe? When God created the universe? These are all the questions. God created the universe, when we hear, we start inquiring into that. Who is that God? Where is that God? Why he created at all? What is the purpose of this creation? I asked the same question 35 years back. What is the purpose of this creation? That person said, there is no purpose. How can I understand? After long study only we can understand the world. What is the purpose of creation? Like these questions, nana vidha paramarsha. As long as you have doubts in the mind, it is like a thorn pricking. No? Now Janaka says, all these doubts have gone, removed from my heart. Hridaya udarat, that means from my heart, inside of my heart. They're all there, hidden. Let's say hridaya udarat means in the stomach of the mind, and not inside the mind, inside the heart. They're all there. People don't ask, Some people don't ask, some people ask themselves. Doubts are there, questions are there. Whether you ask loudly outside or not, you are not having that knowledge. You have that question remaining. So, nāna vidha parāmarśa śalya uddhāra. By what? Tattva vijñāna. By the knowledge of the Self. By the knowledge of the Self, I have understood what is this creation, who created this creation, who is God, what is the purpose of creation, how He created this universe. All I have understood. No more questions. That is called Tattva Vijñāna Sandamsham Adaya. By taking that forces, Adaya Hridaya Udarata Nanavidha Paramarsha Shalya Uddharaha. I have removed. Pain has gone. Now I am so relaxed. Uddharaha Kritaha Maya. That type of job is done by me. Kritaha Maya. But holding the Mahavakya Aham Brahmasmi, that forces, I have removed all my doubts from the mind, which are like a thorn. Just as thorn gives pain, no? As long as you won't remove your small one, it gives lot of pain. Similarly, simple doubt also always keeps you limited, finite. So, I have removed. Krittaha Maya. Now, we have to understand here, very important. What is the corollary here? Creation is there, created by God. This is what generally people say. Shastra says, that is Vedanta says, there is no creation. There is no creation. Then what is this creation? Creation is a misconception. Creation is your misconception. Misconception means a wrong conception. Wrong concept. Any misconception is not will-based. It is not a will-based. Any wrong concept or misconception is not will-based. That which misconception is not will-based, not means your will you never use for misconception. It happens. Once that misconception comes, you never ask when my misconception is created. What is the cause of this misconception? For example, snake is created, you have mistaken the rope as snake. Seeing the snake upon the rope is a misconception. Seeing the rope as a snake is called a misconception. Is it a will-based or is it a happen? It happens. Because of Manda Andhakara. You have not planned, I want to see a snake upon the rope. It's not will-based. Just happened. After seeing the snake upon the rope, you are seeing the snake. Suppose you ask a question. Who created this snake? Number one. Who created this snake? What is the purpose of the creation of this snake? What snake? Which is not there. Who created the snake? What is the purpose of the creation of the snake? Why this snake is created at all? All these questions are meaningless. Meaningless. Similarly, same way, universe also, creation is there is a misconception. It is an aberration. You are seeing the creation upon Brahman, which is not real, it is a misconception. By seeing this wrong misconception upon that, misconception you are having and you are asking, why this creation? Who is created? Who created this universe? What is the purpose of this creation? Which creation is not there? You are asking. People are asking, why this creation? Who created this? What is the purpose of this creation? When it is created? How is it created? All these are meaningless. When your question itself is wrong, born out of misconception, Why that misconception happened? Now the question. There in the snake, regarding snake, what is the cause of that snake arrival? Mandha, twilight. Mandha, andhakara. Twilight. Mandha, andhakara. That is the cause for the arrival of snake. With regard to the world creation, what is the cause? Ignorance. Adhyasana. Moola vidya. Adhyasa is the cause. Ajnanam is the cause. So, that means to remove the snake, what you have to do? To come out of that misconception, that snake, wrong perception, misperception until now. Misperception. Missing the real perception is called misperception. Wrong perception. You put light. Similarly, there is a world, there is a creation, there is a God. God created the world. What is the purpose of this creation? Why all these problems He created? All these questions are funny. Once you understand Shastra, all these questions are like asking why this snake is born. What is the purpose of this snake? Hey, snake is not there. It is a wrong perception, misperception. Similarly, once you understand you are Brahman, you know that this question, creation, who created, what is the purpose, all are meaningless, is born out of ignorance. Remove ignorance. Adhyasa nivrittau, ajnana nivrittihi, adhyasa is called misperception. Misperception is because of ignorance, ajnana. Therefore, ajnana nivrittau, or avidya nivrittau, avidya, ajnanam, both are one and the same. Avidya or ajnana nivrittau, adhyasa nivrittihi. Adhyasa nivrittau, prapancha nivrittihi. Jagan nivrittihi. Adhyasa nivrittau, jagan nivrittihi. Jagat is not there. You understand. Really, it is not there. Just as you put light, no snake at all. Snake goes, srishti, pralaya, all are only for ignorant person. Now Janaka says, I have removed all the thorns, doubts. What? Who created this universe? Who is God? Where is God? What is the purpose of creation? I have removed all the thorns by your grace. Hey Guru, by your grace. How? Tattva vijnana sandamsham. This is the meaning of first sloka. Now we'll go to the next sloka. Number 2. Kva dharma kva cha va kamaha. Kva chartha kva vivekita. Kva dvaitam kva cha va dvaitam. Svamahim nishtitasya me. Now he is saying, Janaka says, Satya me, when I have established in my real nature, Sve Mahimni Pratishthitaha, Chandogya Upanishad says, use this word, Sve Mahimni Pratishthitaha. That mantra is a very big mantra. Sve Mahimni Pratishthitaha, Narada approach Sanat Kumara for Atma Vidya. Narada attains that self-knowledge. After attaining self-knowledge, Narada expressed his understanding with Sanat Kumara. Hey Sanat Kumara tells, Yatra nanyat pashyati nanyat vijanati nanyat shrunoti tadalpam. That bhuma, nanyat vijanati, the person will not know anything other than Brahman, hear nothing other than Brahman, knows nothing other than Brahman, sees nothing other than Brahman. That what he sees, only Brahman, that is bhuma. യഹ അന്യത് വിജാനാതി അന്യശൃണോതി അന്യത് പശ്യതി സർവം തത് അല്പം തത് അല്പം. ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഭൂമായി അമൃതം തത് അമൃതം, അന്യത് പശ്യതി അന്യശൃണോതി അന്യത് വിജാനാതി തത് അല്പം ഇൻഫീരിയർ. ദെൻ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദറ്റ് അമൃതം? വേർ ഈസ് ദറ്റ് അമൃതം? ഭൂമാൻ ശ്രീമഹിംനി പ്രതിഷ്ഠിത, ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് മീ, ഐ ആം റിമൈനിങ് ഇൻ മൈസെൽഫ്, ഐ ആം എബൈഡിംഗ് ഇൻ മൈസെൽഫ്. മഹിമൻ ശബ്ദ നകാരാന്ത പുല്ലിംഗ മഹിമൻ, മഹിമ മഹിമാനൗ മഹിമാന മഹിംനി മീൻസ് സെവൻത് കേസ്. മഹിംനി പ്രതിഷ്ഠിതേ മയാ മേ, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് ഹിയർ ഹി ഈസ് റിമെമ്പറിംഗ് ദറ്റ് ഛാന്ദോഗ്യ സപ്ത സെവൻത് ചാപ്റ്റർ. ഭൂമവിദ്യ, ഭൂമ മീൻസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ഭൂമവിദ്യ മീൻസ് ബ്രഹ്മവിദ്യ. സോ സക്ഷ്മി സ്വമഹിംനി ഇൻ മൈ ഓൺ സുപ്രീം നേച്ചർ ആത്മൻ ഭൂമ സ്ഥിതസ്യ മേ, ഐ ആം ദ വൺ ഹൂ ഈസ് അബൈഡിംഗ് ഇൻ സച്ച് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. ഫർ മീ ക്വ ധർമ്മ, വേർ ഈസ് ദ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഓഫ് ധർമ്മ? ക്വശവ കാമ, വേർ ഈസ് ദ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഓഫ് കാമ ഡിസൈർ? ധർമ്മ മീൻസ് പുണ്യം, കാമ മീൻസ് ഡിസൈർ. അർത്ഥ വെൽത്ത് പ്രോസ്പെരിറ്റി, ഫോർ പുരുഷാർത്ഥാസ് ഈസ് മെൻഷൻഡ്, സ്ത്രീ ധർമ്മ അർത്ഥ കാമ. ക്വ വിവേകിത, ക്വ വിവേകിത മീൻസ് വേർ ഈസ് ദ ക്വസ്റ്റ്യൻ ഓഫ് വിവേക? ന ദ്വൈതം ക്വശവ അദ്വൈതം, ദർ ഇസ് നോ ഡ്യുവാലിറ്റി, ദർ ഇസ് നോ നോൺ ഡ്യുവാലിറ്റി ആൽസോ. ദെൻ വാട്ട് ഈസ് ദർ? എവറിഥിംഗ് ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. വെൻ എവറിഥിംഗ് ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ഐ എം നോട്ട് സീയിങ് എനിത്തിങ് അതർ ദാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ഐ എം നോട്ട് ഹിയറിംഗ് എനിത്തിങ് അതർ ദാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ഐ എം നോട്ട് നോയിങ് എനിത്തിങ് അതർ ദാൻ ബ്രഹ്മൻ. ഫർ മീ എവറിഥിംഗ് ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. വേർ ഈസ് ദ്വൈതം? ദ്വൈതം ഈസ് ദർ ഓൺലി ധർമ്മ അർത്ഥ കാമ വിവേക. Aviveka is there only Viveka comes. Viveka is required. For me there is no Aviveka, therefore no Vivekita. I don't require any dharma, artha, kama, even moksha also. So Vivekita you can take it as moksha. In the sadhana chatushtaya sampadile one which leads to moksha. So no dvaitam, no advaitam also. Then where are you? I am in Brahman. I am in Brahman, I am Brahman. Even say Mahinimune Pratishthita also is not right. Something you have to say, you are saying that. Since Sanat Kumara asked, where are you now? You cannot say, I am in Brahma Loka, I am in Chandra Loka, Surya Loka. Something you have to give answer, where are you now? I have understood, yes, I am in my Brahman nature. Okay, for others to think we have to explain. Next.
ക്വഭൂതം ക്വഭവിഷ്യദ്വാം വർത്തമാനമപി ക്വവാം ക്വദേശ ക്വചവാ നിത്യം ത്വമഹിം നിശ്ചിതസ്യ മേ.
To me, the one who is abiding in Atma-swarupam, where is the past, present and future? Kala aparichinnaha. In this shloka, he presents, I, the Bhuma, am desha kala atitaha. First line, he negates the kala limitation. Na bhuta, bhuta means past is not connected to me, bhutakala. Na bhutam, bhutakala is not connected to me, past. Past is past when only in the present. Mind-boggling statements. Past is past when you say, only in the present. Past is past only in the present. Ko bhutaha. സ്വഭൂതം ക്വ ഭവിഷ്യദ്വാ. ഭവിഷ്യ മീൻസ് ഫ്യൂച്ചർ. ഫ്യൂച്ചർ ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഫ്യൂച്ചർ ഇൻ ഫ്യൂച്ചർ. ഫ്യൂച്ചർ பவிஷ்யத்கால மிருட்டு. ஃபியூச்சர் பவிஷ்யத்கால. டுமாரோ இஸ் நாட் டுமாரோ இன் டு ஆன் டுமாரோ. ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் நாட் இன் ஃபியூச்சர். இன் ஃபியூச்சர் ஃபியூச்சர் வில் பிகம் வாட் பிரசன்ட். ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் நாட் ஃபியூச்சர் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் மீன்ஸ் ஃபியூச்சர் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் பிரசன்ட் வில் பி பிரசன்ட். ஃபியூச்சர் இன் ஃபியூச்சர் வில் பி பிரசன்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஃபியூச்சர் இஸ் நாட் எ ஃபியூச்சர் அட் ஆல். கிளியர்? எல்லாமே கிளியர். பாஸ்ட் வாஸ் நாட் பாஸ்ட் இன் த பாஸ்ட். பாஸ்ட் வாஸ் நாட் பாஸ்ட் இன் த பாஸ்ட். சோ பாஸ்ட் வாஸ் வாட்? பாஸ்ட் வாஸ் பிரசன்ட் இன் த பாஸ்ட். பாஸ்ட் வாஸ் பிரசன்ட் இன் த பாஸ்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் பாஸ்ட் வாஸ் நாட் பாஸ்ட் இன் த பாஸ்ட். எல்லாம் யோசிக்கணும். Past was not past in the past. Past was present. Future will be present. Future will not be future in future. Future will be present. Will future will be present in future. So where is the question of Bhutakala, Bhavishyatkala, Vartamanakala? All these kalas are meaningless. Vartamanamapi. வர்த்தமானமபி க்வவா? வேர் இஸ் த ப்ரெசன்ட்? நவ் ஹூ ஆம் ஐ? ப்ரெசன்ட். இன் ப்ரெசன்ட் ஆல்சோ வர்த்தமான கால ஆல்சோ ஐ எம் பிரம்மன். ஐ எம் நாட் எ மதர் ஆர் ஃபாதர் ஆர் பிரதர் இல்லா மதர் இல்லா. ரியல்லி தட் இஸ் மை வேஷம். தட் இஸ் மை வேஷம். நவ் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஆர் கிரைங் வை தே டு நாட் நோ தே ஆர் புட்டிங் வேஷம். தே ஆர் ஐடென்டிஃபையிங் வித் த வேஷம் ஆஸ் ரியல். That is why too much of shum is coming out. Shum, crying. Then deshaha, kva deshaha, kva deshaha. When you go to certain places, you do not know what is east to what is west, what is south to what is north. If you go to Chandramandalam, what is south to what is north? If you go to polar regions, what is south, what is north? If you go to different countries also, time realm is different. Your time realm is not in other country. Different countries, different timings, different. Ellame different. So therefore, desha parichinnata is also relatively itself it differs. What to talk of Atman? Se mahimni pratishthitame kva deshaha? Where is the question of space limitation? Space is in me. I am not in the space. Aham paschat, aham dakshinataha, aham uttarataha, adhaha, urdhvam. I am everywhere. Desha is in me. I am not in space. Space is in me. Pachava, nityam. No? Nityam, eternity also people talk. This creation is, body is not eternal. What is eternal? Creation is eternal. Who said? Nityam. Akasha is nityam. Surya is nityam. Chandran is nityam. Never. Nothing is eternal in this creation other than Brahman. There is no nityam word. Se mahim nishthitasyame. To me, the one who is an Atman, deshakala aparichinnaha, sandranandava bodhatmakam anupamidam. தேசகால அவதிபியாம் நிர்முக்தம். ஐ ஆம் ஃப்ரீ ஃப்ரம் தேச கால. நாராயணியம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன், பாகவதம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன் இஸ் தட். க்வசாத்மா க்வசவானாத்மா, க்வசுபம் க்வாசுபம் ததா, க்வசிந்தா க்வசவாசிந்தம், ஸ்வமஹிம் நிஸ்திதஸ்ய மே. ஆஃப்டர் ரீச்சிங் த ஷோர், யூ வோன்ட் கேரி த போட் ஆன் யுவர் ஹெட். ஆஃப்டர் ரீச்சிங் த ஷோர், யூ டிராவல் த with the help of the boat. After reaching the shore, what do you do? Thank you. boat you won't carry, you leave it. Similarly, here Janaka also telling to Ashtavakra, enough class is enough, and all that. You need not talk about anything further, all are irrelevant. All are irrelevant. I am not seeing any anatma at all, no matter is there really. Why description of snake unnecessarily? Illada snake patta description thevaya? Now I have understood there is no world and all nama rupas are mithya, really they are not there. Therefore you also can take leave, I also will take leave. So he says, kvacha atma kvachava anatma. When there is no anatma at all, why? Ekam eva advitiyam. Ekam eva advitiyam. Where is the question of anatma? There is no second thing at all. Therefore you need not talk about anatma. Enough. When anatma is not there, you need not talk about atma also. From anatma standpoint only you have to show this is not atma, this is not atma, this is not atma, you have to talk. This is anatma, this is anatma, this is anatma. I don't see there is any anatma at all now. Therefore you need not describe about atma also. There is no atma also to describe. Because that atma happens to be about myself, you need not describe about myself. Okay, I know about myself. I am Sat Chit. So, about my hunger, other person has to describe. I know about my hunger. You need not give big description. When you are hungry, you get headache. I know, tell you me. When you are hungry, you feel so tired. I know, tell you me. Therefore, Atma happens to be myself. Being myself, I the Atma, you need not describe. So, kwa Atma, kwa Anatma. So, for that also, no further teaching is required. Kwa Shubham, kwa Ashubham. There is no Amangalam, there is no Mangalam also. From the standpoint Amangalam only, you have to talk about Mangalam. When there is no Amangalam, when there is no inauspicious, you need not describe about auspicious. All are relative. All are relative. Dvandva asiva, all of them. Dvaitam annale dvandvam anartham. I won't see any dvaitam, duality. Therefore, you need not describe shubham or ashubham. Shubham means auspicious, mangalam. Ashubham means inauspicious. Auspicious, inauspicious, all these are only in vyavaharika prapancha. All are mithya. As long as you give reality to them, the shikunam, rahugandam, is all a problem. Shubham avad, ashubham avad. Swami, nalla naalu paathittu vedantham class pa. Atmaniki nalla naal enna? Nikku sankalpam varadillayo. I want to study shastra. That moment is the most auspicious time. That is the most auspicious time. Nallanaalu paathu Bhagavad Gita I will study. And to study Bhagavad Gita, auspicious time is required. The moment you hold the Bhagavad Gita, that is auspicious. That moment becomes auspicious. Now you convert the moment, inauspicious moment also auspicious. The moment you see the cereal which is just crying, that is inauspicious time. Most inauspicious time is that. The moment we open the Bhagavad Gita book, Upanishad book, Brahma Sutra book, the most auspicious time, wherever Vedanta teaching is going on, is that is auspicious. Kvashubham, kvashava, ashubham. Ella ashubham inga da irukku. Idhi, first wash pannu. Detergent pottu, nalla detergent pottu wash pannu. Nalla dry cleaner podanum. இந்த மைண்ட் எடுத்துட்டு போய் நல்ல ட்ரை கிளீனர்ல போட்டு ட்ரையர்ல கூட போடணும். அப்புறம் ஃபர்ஸ்ட் வாஷ் பண்ணணும், அப்புறம் ட்ரையர் பண்ணணும். நல்ல ட்ரை 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 பண்ணதுக்கு அப்புறம் தான் இது ஃப்ரெஷ்ஷா இருக்கும். வேர் இஸ் வாஷிங் மிஷின்? திஸ் கிளாஸ் இஸ் லைக் எ வாஷிங் மிஷின். இட் சர்வ்ஸ் லைக் தட் மகா வாக்கியம். தேர்ஃபோர் நோ அசுபம். கச்சிந்தா கொச்சவா அச்சிந்தா, வெரி வரி, நோ வரி அட் ஆல். Then what? No worry means you are highly happy, joyful, without worry. I am not without worry also. I am not with worry, I am not without worry. Then without worry means temporary, conditional. I am without worry when I am in Rasika Sabha. When I come out, more worries, I remember. Therefore, I am neither with worry nor without worry. Adepadi Swami, I am without worry, na sollanum illayo. There is no worry means I am without worry. No, no, no. I am the one who watches the worry. I am the witnesser of the worry. Worry continues as long as mind-body complex is there. But it cannot touch me. I am a touch me not. Asparsha, I am not. Why? Vamahimni pratishthita me. I am abiding in all the time. Atma Swarupam. That is Shankaracharya says in Viveka Chudamani, a beautiful line he quotes, Shabdajalam Maharanyam Chitra Brahmana Karakam Ataha Prayatna Jnatavyam Tattvajnaihi Tattvam Atmanaha. Don't waste your time reading this book, that book and going to this place and that place. Don't waste your time. Internalize the teaching, assimilate the teaching as early as possible. Ippiravi tappinal, eppiravi vaikkumo. Shabdajanam maha aranyam. People waste their time. Chitta brahmana karakam. It confuses the people more and more after coming to Vedanta Shastra also. Pashyannapi na pashyati. Their mind is attracted to this lecture, that lecture, going here and there. Adi padikanam, idu padikanam, edukavana. How much you have assimilating is important. That's why he says in Viveka Chudamani, 60th sloka, Ataha, therefore, prayatnat jnatavyam. You must put effort. Without your effort, you cannot receive the teaching. You cannot assimilate the teaching. Prayatnat jnatavyam. Tattvajnaihi tattvamatmanaha. Prayatnat jnatavyam by whom? Tattvajnaihi. The one who is working, putting effort to know the reality also, you should know properly. Tattvam atmanaha. Atmanaha, one's own real nature. Reality, one has to know with effort. Not time pass, kalakshepo. Romba nanna irukum. Swamini class ku pona romba nanna irukum. Ippudu thallinde irupa class. Ethnaal, 10 varsham. After coming to your class, I am so nice, Swamini. Enna kovam koranju pochunda. 10 varsham padichi, and a short temper reduced, lot of irritation reduced. I am becoming so now loving everyone. Idike 10 varsham na, appo to understand Vedanta another 10 years. That's why I continue the teaching. Who knows who is having what obstacles, you know? That's why we go on talking, talking, talking. One day that student, by hope, God's grace, I am Brahman. With that hope, we continue the teaching. Not so easy to say, world is mithya, body is mithya, I am satyam. It is that Rajavidya, Rajagushyam. Kvasapna kvasushuktirvam. Kvacha jagaranam tatham. Kvaturiyam bhayam vapim. Kvamahim nishtitasyamim. So that word is repeating. Kvamahim nishtitasyamim. Of such a person, no? I am such a person who is owning, claiming, I am Brahman, I am Bhuma, for Mahimni. For means my own. Mahimni means that supreme nature. For Mahimni, abiding in my own nature, own Mahima means glory. What is my glory? I am lending existence to every inert matter. I am lending consciousness to all that subtle matter, beings. I am Ananda Swarupam, I am all pervading, I am birthless, deathless, I am invisible. These are all my glory. That is called Mahima. Mahima means what? Glory. Abiding in my own glory, where is it? Cry. There is no need of crying. ആൻഡ് അദർ ഹാൻഡ് ആനന്ദോ ബ്രഹ്മീ ദിവ്യജാനാത് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് മൈ ആനന്ദ ഓൺലി എവറി ബീയിങ് ഈസ് തുള്ളു തുള്ളു ആനന്ദ ലിറ്റിൽ ലിറ്റിൽ ആനന്ദ ദേ ആർ എൻജോയിങ് രസഗുള ആനന്ദ ഗുലാബ് ജാമു ആനന്ദ ലഡു ആനന്ദ മ്യൂസിക് പ്രോഗ്രാം ആനന്ദ ഡാൻസ് പ്രോഗ്രാം ആനന്ദ റിസപ്ഷൻ ആനന്ദ കല്യാണം ആനന്ദ ഓൾ ആനന്ദ ബാറോഡ് ഫ്രം വേർ ഫ്രം വേർ ഫ്രം ബ്രഹ്മനൻ ചൊല്ലക്കൂടാതെ ഫ്രം മീ വിച്ച് മീ ഓ സി ആർ സി ആർ എം ഓ സി ഓസിയ കളിക്കരുത് നിജമാവേ ഇല്ലയോ അതുക്കന്നെ ഓസി വെച്ചിരിക്കാന്നെ തരില്ല ഇന്ന് ഓസി കടിക്കുവാ എന്നല്ല ഓസി എല്ലാമേ കടിക്കാതപ്പാ ഇത് ഇത് കടിക്കുമല്ല ആത്മ ഇനി ആത്മ ഫ്രീലി അവൈലബിൾ ടു സ്മൈൽ ഹൗ മച്ച് യു ഹാവ് ടു പേ യു നീഡ് നോട്ട് പേ ടു ഓൺ അപ് ഐ ആം ബ്രഹ്മൻ ഹൗ മച്ച് യു ഹാവ് ടു പേ യു നീഡ് നോട്ട് പേ ഹൗ മച്ച് യു ഹാവ് ടു ട്രാവൽ ഹൗ മച്ച് ടയർഡ്നെസ് റിക്വയർഡ് ഹൗ മച്ച് എഫർട്ട് ഈസ് റിക്വയർഡ് ടു നോ ഐ ആം ബ്രഹ്മൻ നോ എഫർട്ട് ഈസ് റിക്വയർഡ് ടു നോ വാട്ട് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ബ്രഹ്മൻ effort is required to recognize I am brahman no effort once the light is lighted up you there is no need of effort to see things are evident but to switch on the light you have to see the bulb you have to arrange properly and you have to connection you have to give and you have to put switch on edho or switch innoru switch potta enna varum ella switch il potta indike light podamilla fan switch potinde irukana light eppadi varum அது மாதிரி நம்ம கூட என்னென்னமோ வேஸ்ட் பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கும் சோ யோ மகா வாக்கியம் அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி ஒன்னு அப்படி போடணும் என்ன அந்த கேம் இருக்கு இல்லையா டைட் கேம் அப்படி போட்டான் என்ன அகம் பிரம்ம அஸ்மி ஓவர் 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 ஸ்வப்னஹ வேர் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் ட்ரீம் சுஷுப்திஹி வேர் இஸ் தி க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் ஸ்லீப் ஹூ இஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் வேக்கர் இஸ் ஸ்லீப்பிங் ஹூ இஸ் ட்ரீமிங் Waker is dreaming. Who is waker? Vishwa. Consciousness plus matter, sthula, shariram, association is called jagradavastha, waking, jagaranam. Consciousness plus subtle body activity is called swapna. Consciousness plus causal body activity is called sushupti. Therefore, either consciousness I am really not connected to neither gross body nor subtle body nor causal body. I am what? Suriyam. From their standpoint only I am called Suriyam. So then they are all mithya. My Suriyam status also mithya. Suriyam is not mithya. Yeah, careful la ketungo. Suriyam is not mithya. Suriyam status is mithya. Similarly, അനാത്മ മിഥ്യ വൺസ് അനാത്മ മിഥ്യ ആൻസോ ആത്മ ആൻസോ മിഥ്യ ഇല്ലയോ അപ്പൊ ആത്മ കൂടെ മിഥ്യ സ്വാമിനി ഏയ് ആത്മ വേർഡ് ഇസ് മിഥ്യ ആത്മ ഇസ് നോട്ട് മിഥ്യ ഐ ആം ആത്മ ഈ സത്യം ഐ ആം യൂസിംഗ് ദ വേർഡ് ആത്മ ദറ്റ് വേർഡ് ആത്മ ഈസ് മിഥ്യ ബിക്കോസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് കമ്മിങ് ഫ്രം ദ വാഗീന്ദ്രിയം Vagindriyam is mithya, that shabdam is mithya, and the shabdam producing sound, atma is mithya. But I am not mithya. Either atma I am not mithya, atma word is mithya. Listen carefully. Let us, who am I now? Don't say atma also. Okay, if you say I am atma, atma word is mithya. The sound is mithya. Either atma I am not mithya. So, what uriyam? There is a question of Turiya. Turiya is from the standpoint of Ishtra, Tejasa, Prajna. Waker, dreamer and sleeper. I am not waker, I am not sleeper, I am not dreamer. To say that I have to say Turiyam. When those three are not there, who am I? I am the fourth one. First one is not I am, second one is not I am, third one is not I am. Then who am I? I am fourth one. Hey, three also are not there. Fourth one is also not there. Quaturiyam. Then who am I? Turiyam word is mithya. I am Turiya Atma. Bhayam va api kvana. Where is fear? Abhayam pratishtham vindate asato bhayangato bhavati udaramantaram kurute. Everything is in me, resting upon me, enlivened by me, sustaining because of me, merging into me. I am afraid of what? One person wearing lot of vesham. Those days, one character, one person only, Krishna avataram. Krishna vesham, Duryodhana vesham, and monologue theriyumo. Basically, he will go and back and put another vesham and come. And go back and come and put another vesham and he puts dialogue. Similarly, I the Atma, how many veshams I am putting? When, why I have to afraid of my own vesham? I need not afraid of my own vesham. Everything is my appearance only. In the form of matter manifesting and moving energy. My maya shakti energy is active in the form of what? Mother-in-law, in the form of husband, in the form of wife, in the form of son, in the form of everything. I need not afraid of my vesham. Dog looks at its own reflection and bark, but we need not bark, but we are barking. No, dog looks at mirror, sees another reflection, another dog, it barks. Dog barks, we accept. But you bark in the front of mirror, we will never bark. Why? We have that buddhi. Similarly, when I am only in the form of neighbor, I am only in the form of any other American, Russian, Indian, every form is my form. How can I am afraid of anyone? Why Swami is this much fear? You are identifying with the body. You are identifying with the body, that's why you are problem. You are in problem. Problem is you, solution is you. So mahimni pratishthita sthitasya me kva bhayam kva turiyam kva sopna kva sushuptihena. Next. Kva dooram kva samipam vam kva bhashyam kva bhyantaram kva vam bhashyam kva bhyantaram bhashyam kva bhyantaram kva vam kva sthula kva cha va sukshmam kva mahim nishchitasya mim. Another relative differences. Durastu dure tadihanti kechan. For unknown person, Atma is so far. For known one, Atma is so near. Not near, he himself, herself. Atma is neither far nor near. For me, the Atma, since I am all pervading, can I say that object is far to me, this object is near to me? Can I say, since I am all pervading in the form of existence, I am everywhere in the form of existence, easiness. Irupudal tanmaida irukkenanu. From that standpoint, where is the distance of far and near? Far and near is only from the standpoint of body. Because this body is not there. If it is there, it is not here. Therefore, you talk about far and near from the body standpoint. Because it is not there. Sometimes it is not here. Where, what about easiness? Atma, the existence principle, I am everywhere. Can I talk about distance, duram, near, far, near? Duram, samipam. Samipam means near, duram means far. This duram, samipam are irrelevant. For whom? For whom? For me, the consciousness, existence principle. From the Atma standpoint, Bhashyam Abhyantaram. Bhashyam means outside, inside. Outside and inside. Outside and inside. Space is inside, space is outside. Is it correct? Or pot is in space is correct? You cannot say space is in the pot, space is outside. That is wrong. Pot is in the space. Similarly, my house is far, it is outside me. Body is outside. This is outside. What is inside? Blood, heart, liver, all are inside. Inside, outside are only relative. Really speaking, in me, the Atma, all are there. There is no inside, outside. Inside, outside also, in me. The inside, outside also, Bahya, Antara also in me. Okay. Kva Samipam, Kva Bahyam, Abhyantaram means inside. Sulam, Sukshmam. This is big, this is small. From Atma standpoint, there is no bigness, there is no smallness. Gross, subtle also are not there really from Atma standpoint. Why? I am Atma, I am only really there. There is nothing really other than me. Kva mrityur jivitam vah, kva pramrityur jivitam vah, kva loka kasya kva lokikam, loka kvasya kva laukikam, kva laya kva samadhirvam. Svamahim nishthitasyamim. Ella kvak 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 kva mayam. Kva means where. Where is all these things can exist? No? It is all not there. Because what are all there? We are people, ajnani people are thinking. Really speaking, they are not there. They are all their misperception. Kva mrityuhu. Where is mrityu? Na mrityur na shanka. Mrityu, who is having mrityu? Body has got mrityu. Why it has got birth? Ayaram, gayaram. Jeevitam, life also. Atma has got life. Anybody tell about that? Body has got life. Atma is ever sentient principle. Kva lokaha kvasya laukikam. Loka laukikam. Lokaha means other. 14 lokas. Atala vitala sutala patala tala atala rasa atala mahatala. Bhuloka, bhuvarloka, suvarloka, maharloka, janaloka, tapoloka, satyaloka. All these lokas, where are they? Up and down. Atyatishtadda shangulam svabhumim vishrato vrutva bhufpadam yasyanabhir vyadasara nilas. Everything is in me. I am not in everything. Everything is in me. That is what he says. No loka at all. No laukikam. Laukikam means worldly relation. Chittappa, periyappa, chitti, chittana. Ala mithyavo mithyanna. Mithyanna, they are not totally absent, but they are absolutely unreal. They are not absolutely real. They are real, but they are not absolutely real. They appear, but they are not fact. Kva layaha kva samadhihi. I want to absorb, I want to go to samadhi, I want to do meditation, I want to come out of this house. Where is this world? Where is the house? Why you want to come out of? Everything you can't come out of, first of all. As Atma, you cannot come out of. Laya, Samadhi are all meaningless. People talk about Laya, Samadhi. Inna, Laya is within me the Atma, Samadhi also within me the Atma. Ippidi sollradhu poi Samadhi pora ivana. Sevaya, Yoga Samadhi kita. Aham Brahmasmi ni solla vendidhu poi Yoga Samadhi means what you are looking at the world. Atma, Anatma, Veda, Bhayam, all are there. Limitation is there. Svamahimni pratishthita kva samadhihi kva layahana. There is no need of restroom. Okay, resting room. Alam trivarga kathayam yogasya kathayapyalam alam vijnana kathayam vishrantasya mamatmani. Atmani vishrantasya mama trivarga kadha alam. Trivarga means what? Dharma, Artha, Kama. About that you need not talk much. Trivarga means you can take Shariratrayam, Avasthatrayam, Kalatrayam, Ellatrayam. Adilandana itu ulajame. Past, present, future, don't talk. Trivargam is Vendana. Vargam is a group. Group of three. Three Shariramas, three Kalams, three Avasthas, three Purusharthas. I am Muktaha. Alam Trivargasya Kathana. Yogasya, that sadhanas. Yogasya api alam. Talking about that, yoga is also not required. Bhakti yoga, jnana yoga, karma yoga, ashtanga yoga. All these are not required. Enough. If not required when? After knowledge. Oh, don't mistake me, next class onwards I have to. Okay. After knowledge also you can come and sit, listen. Enna panna poren? Come and listen. Alam means enough, needless. There is no necessity. Vijnana kathaya. Vijnanam regarding this Atma, Anatma, Viveka, Moksha, all these are also not required. If I have Ajnanam only, you have to talk about Vijnanam. I have no Ajnanam, you stop talking Vijnanam. Vishrantasya mama Atmani. Because I am remaining in Atma Swarupam. Hey, Ashtavakra, thank you, he says. That is what a student should say one day to Guru. Okay. With this 8th chapter, Vishranti Ashtakam is over. This is the status of Janaka Maharaja's mental status. Jnani sthiti, chitapragna lakshanani, parabhakna lakshanani, gunatita lakshanani. How he enjoys. Andanalu, vandudadu. Vandudu. Now, here itself. You are all like Janaka Maharaja's, you know. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.